Don't give up on yourself, Bob Evans, the alter ego of Jebediah frontman Kevin Mitchell, presents your album of the week on 1233 ABC Newcastle.
Where it's 22 to 9 now, as you've heard in our news bulletins this morning on 12:33, bus drivers in the Hunter will ramp up industrial action today by not only wearing civvies, but also refusing to take fares. So be prepared for that free bus ride and, well, to catch your bus driver in a onesie or a Santa suit or something today, I'd imagine. This is all part of their stand against privatisation and, in particular, their loss of leave entitlements. Today, the ACTU is also calling for leave to be portable, a bit like superannuation, which dovetails perfectly into the concerns raised by local members of the RBTU. The Divisional Secretary, Chris Preston, is with us now. G'day, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Paul. How are you going? And something I'd like to let the listeners know, it's also the ferry fare-free today and uniform-free. Yep. So it's the buses and ferries today, and as you quite rightly pointed out, it's in reaction to the government saying to these 360 workers in Newcastle that you're not going to get the same entitlements that other government industries had when they've been forced to go from public to private.
Now, we spoke to you about this a couple of weeks ago when you first raised the issue, this concern over whether or not there would be a substantial payout made to drivers if they move across from the public to the private sector. You would have noted, no doubt with some interest yesterday, that Mike Baird has announced that it will in fact become regulation in the state of New South Wales, that if you move to a job in the private sector, there'll be no payout, no redundancy. So it's not only going to affect bus and ferry drivers, it's going to affect everybody in the state of New South Wales now. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, Paul, the government are grubby, their hands are grubby in this issue because we met with the government last Tuesday and there's five unions affected in this Newcastle bus and ferry transition, and a couple of the unions had a clause in their award which said that they basically were guaranteed this government wage redundancy thing. What the government actually said to us at that table on that day when those unions raised that, they said, well, look, we'll look into that. And do you know what? The government can change legislation in Parliament. So that was Tuesday. On Friday, the government changed the legislation in Parliament to make sure that the people, not only the bus and ferry workers don't get it, but the rest of the government sector, if they be privatised, don't get it. That is disgraceful. They've been giving it to other workers in the past. And the reason why you give it is you've got people who have been working on these jobs up here for 30 years plus, putting their heart and soul into this job, and they just want a bit of due respect for the work they've done. But the government's treating them like second-class citizens, Paul. It's not good enough.
Chris, just give us an indication again. I know you mentioned it last time we spoke, the disparity between getting a payout under the old system and what's likely to happen under the new system.
Yeah, so in the New South Wales state, if you're made redundant from your job, and you've been on the job for a number of years, you qualify for up to 52 weeks of payment. What the government are doing to the workers here is they're forcing them to go to private, offering them more jobs so they don't have to pay this 52 weeks payout. But then when they're in the new operator, the private operator, they become under Fair Work, and the maximum payout there is 13 weeks. So there's a net difference of 39 weeks. So this government are being, well, sneaky by pushing them over to the privates. And there's no guarantee that when they go to the privates, they're not made redundant in 12 months' time.
Yeah, so, Chris, I just want to point out that when we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, we in fact had a fair degree of feedback, and most of the callers were suggesting that that was an incredibly generous, to give someone 52 weeks' payout is incredibly generous.
Yeah, I agree, and I heard some of the feedback. But I know that the unions factory out at Glendale is shutting down. And, you know, that's terrible. But I heard the CEO of England's come on the radio and say that those workers will all get, well, not all of them, if you qualify for it, will get the 52 weeks payout. So it may be generous, but in the New South Wales state, that's the payout you get for redundancy if your job has been made redundant. So to avoid that payout, this government simply offers everybody a job, but there's no long-term security when you go over there. So, you know, it's sneaky, it's underhanded. It may sound excessive, but I can tell you all government New South Wales employees anyway, have enjoyed that benefit.
Chris, what about this call from the ACTU, given, of course, that there are going to be so many of your workers in transition, this business of making leave portable so that you don't risk losing leave entitlements, that you can actually move them across from one job to another and you're not actually forced to take a break. Sometimes when you change jobs, it's not convenient to take leave and you may not want to use it. So what are your thoughts on that, this new call from the ACTU?
Well, I think the ACTU are valid in their efforts, but as we've just seen with this New South Wales government anyway, if they don't like something, they'll go to the Parliament and pass a law to bypass that. So, you know, it's a concern. You raise valid arguments with this government, and the fight is not fair. They simply just go to the floor of the Parliament and legislate you out of it. So, portable leave at this stage, the leave is going to go over to the private operators here up in Newcastle. But their redundancy package will not. So that's the problem we have up here. And as I may have pointed out last week to you, when we met with the government and we asked why you're not going to pay this transitional package that you have in the past, she simply said because they do not deserve it. Now, that sort of language about their own employees is disgusting. And when the Newcastle Bus and Ferry workers heard that, well, you can obviously understand their outrage.
All right, Chris, thank you for your insight. There's Chris Preston, the RBTU Divisional Secretary, just giving us an update because that protest will be on again for local ferry drivers and bus drivers here in the Newcastle area. It's 17 to 9. Have you ever damaged something inadvertently, possibly with food? Art Gallery of New South Wales has ordered caterers back to food prep in the kitchens. So they've got to do their preparation in the kitchen, not in the gallery itself.